Just a quick word from our sponsor before we jump into today's episode. Optimizing your internal processes can often be a huge unlock for streamlining revenue and getting you and your team, if you have one, out of a manual process. If you're looking to reduce costs and headaches in one fell swoop, consider graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. It's the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere, and you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Everything seems to be more expensive these days, so proven ways to cut costs and boost performance at the same time, like NetSuite, are kind of a no-brainer. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/SPI. netsuite.com/SPI. Once again, netsuite.com/SPI. And now a quick word from our sponsor before we start the show. Ready to earn sustainable income while creating the work you're passionate about? Get started with Memberful. Whether you teach online courses, host a podcast, run a blog, or write a newsletter, Memberful has all the tools you need to unlock revenue and deeply connect with your audience through subscription membership. Their platform allows you to easily gate content, communicate with your audience, and tier membership access directly on your own website. Plus, with Memberful, there's no need to change your workflow. They work seamlessly and integrate with the tools you already use, including MailChimp, Discord, Zapier, ConvertKit, Google Analytics, and more. Utilize their powerful built-in features and dashboards and watch your business grow. The best part? Memberful gives you full control and ownership of your audience, your brand, and your business. Get started for free at memberful.com/SPI. One more time, that's memberful.com/SPI. This is the Smart Passive Income Podcast with Pat Flynn, session number 186.
Welcome to the Smart Passive Income Podcast, where it's all about working hard now so you can sit back and reap the benefits later. And now your host, he's a talented world-class gleeker, Pat Flynn.
Our sponsor today is Uplift Desk, creators of office furniture designed to help you work better and live healthier. If you're like most entrepreneurs, you probably spend a lot of time sitting. Well, a standing desk can make a huge difference. It's actually a complete game changer. If you haven't tried one before, this offer from Uplift is for you. Plus, you can support the show at the same time. Visit UpliftDesk.com/SPI for 5% off your order. Over a million customers have chosen Uplift Desk. Innovative product designs, reasonable pricing, same-day shipping, free accessories with every desk. You can see why they're such a big hit. Standing while I work helps me get the creative juices flowing, helps me focus and stay productive, and I'm way more alert when I'm standing. And Uplift is a great deal. An industry-leading 15-year warranty, free shipping, free return shipping if you need to do that. And they provide a state-of-the-art experience. They're stable, made of very solid materials, and there are over 100 desktop choices and customizations available. Go to upliftdesk.com/SPI for 5% off your order. That's UPLIFT desk.com/SPI to get 5% off your entire order. Yo, yo, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to session 186 of the Smart Passive Income Podcast. I'm really excited because today it's just you and me. There are no other guests on this particular episode, and I'm excited about that because I want to dive deep into something that I think is really important that I feel like a lot of people out there in the business world don't get or might not really understand, and that is affiliate marketing. And I'll talk more about why this is important and how to implement it and how to really succeed with it so you can become a successful affiliate marketer as well. But before we get to that, I do want to mention that, of course, there will be more guests on the show in the future, more solo shows as well, but more guests. And I wanted to invite you to potentially come on the show as well. Now, there's a few things I want to mention in terms of the type of person who I'm looking to feature on this show. And I don't just mean feature, but also help out. So first of all, if you've taken advice from me or the podcast or the blog or SPI TV, and you've seen results from it, no matter how big or small, I'd love to hear from you. And I'll talk about how to reach out to me in just a second. That's number one. Number two, if you are building your business, you've started a business, and for whatever reason, you just feel like you need some help. And I know that's a lot of you. And if you'd like to potentially have a conversation with me, and have that featured on the SPA podcast. I know that's going to open up, you know, you're going to have to be vulnerable a little, but I want to help you and I want to do it on the podcast and share it with everybody else. Now, I know that's not going to make a lot of you comfortable, but for some of you who really want that advice, that's totally fine. And so I want to help you out as well. I actually just recorded a consultation call that I did with somebody, and I actually don't do very many consultation calls, but I had agreed to do it with this person because I had helped him out a number of years back and I wanted to get an update on what he was up to and help him out. And after recording it, because I wanted to send that to him, there was no intention of me ever sharing it on the podcast. I actually told him, wow, this would be an amazing podcast episode. And he said, do it, post it up. So it's actually scheduled to go live on Wednesday, December 9th of this year. So you haven't heard it yet, but I had such a good time. And this person said it was such a great session that he feels like a lot of people would enjoy listening to it as well and get a lot out of it. And I feel like a lot of you who are in the audience, and I know more about you because I've recently ran a survey that told me so much about what I was not doing to better serve you. So I want to better serve you. And come 2016, I'm going to feature a lot more of these calls. And I don't know what I'm going to call them yet, but there'll be some name where you know that going into this particular episode. It's going to be pretty much a consultation call. You'll be a fly on the wall listening to this person asking me for help and me giving advice, sort of like Ask Pat on steroids, but an actual conversation. And I think it'll be a lot of fun. So if you fit either one of those categories, you've taken some of my advice and you are seeing success, or you are starting your business and you need some help and you'd be totally cool with me walking through it with you and helping you out, giving you some direction and that sort of thing, send an email to me with the subject line, guest for podcast 186, guest for podcast 186, all spelled out. It doesn't matter if it's all caps or not. I know I've done this before where people have put all caps because they think it's going to be seen more. My assistant, Jessica, is going to go through them, put them in a particular category. I'm going to go through them when it's time to start figuring out who's going to come on the show, and you just might be selected to come on the show. So I think that'll be cool. Again, guest for podcast 186. And again, send that to pat@smartpassiveincome.com. And in the body of that email, just quickly introduce yourself and what your story is, and I'll reach out to you if I'm going to select you for the show. So cool. I'm looking forward to that. And again, thank you for your support. Okay, moving on to today's content. Today, we're going to be talking about affiliate marketing. I've talked about this on the show before, but I wanted to give you something a little bit more up to date on this particular topic. And for a lot of you who have been following me for a while, you'll know that affiliate marketing is the number one way that I'm generating a profit online. And I feel like a lot of people could be doing much better with affiliate marketing too. But for everybody else out there who doesn't even know what this is yet, let me introduce it to you. So affiliate marketing is a way for you to promote and recommend a product and get paid for when people take that recommendation. You get paid a commission essentially. So if, for example, I had a product to sell, you could become an affiliate for that product, and every person who purchases through your special link that I give you, you get a commission. Now the commission varies between product to product to owner to owner, and your success widely varies too based on the number of things that you implement to help yourself out, which is where a lot of people are lacking. And that's why I wanted to give you these, call it rules or strategies or tactics for you today to help you understand how to win with affiliate marketing. I want you to become a successful affiliate marketer because here are the benefits of affiliate marketing. A, you don't have to create your own product. It's already created by somebody else or another company. And if it is something that is helpful for your target audience, you can make it a win for everybody. It's a win for you because you're making a commission, of course. But even more, though, you're making a win for your audience because you're sharing a service or a product or a company or a tool that is actually helping them. And then your relationship with that company gets much better, too. And I'll share some specific examples and stories in just a bit. Another benefit of affiliate marketing is when you share that link that drives people to a particular product, for example, then you're done. All you have to do is send people through that link. There's no customer service. There's no following up. There's no dealing with payments. It's all taken care of typically by the company that you are actually promoting or recommending. Now, those two things sound pretty amazing. You don't have to create the product. No customer service. It almost sounds too good to be true, right? All you have to do is send your traffic through a particular link, which these companies keep track of who is actually sending traffic to them through these special links. These are called affiliate links. It sounds easy, right? And it actually is technically easy to do. You could sign up for Amazon Associates right now. Amazon.com has their own affiliate program. Target has their own affiliate program. Companies that you might already be using have their own affiliate program. Companies that your audience might be interested that you use might have their own affiliate program already, and you don't even know. You're probably losing out on money potentially that you could be making based off of what you're already sharing. Again, it sounds easy, but it's hard to master. Now, the fact that it is actually easy to do, it's easy to get a link and send that to your audience. That's why affiliate marketing has such a negative connotation in today's world. It's actually getting much better, and I've been doing my job to try and make it better. But when I first got into this, affiliate marketing had such a kind of disgusting tone to it. And the reason why was because it was so easy, because it's really easy to find any product out there. Imagine finding just a product with this beautiful commission, a product with an amazing sales page that can totally convert that traffic that comes onto that site. If you become an affiliate for it, send traffic through. And because people didn't take the time to understand the needs of their audience, because people are just sending a horde of emails to people's inboxes, it's become such a negative thing. Because it's really easy to send a link, but people are sending too many, they're not sending the right links, they're not sending the right products, and people are starting to be treated, your audience is starting to be treated like they're just another potential credit card or dollar sign. And that's not the way it should be. The first rule of affiliate marketing is to know that there are people on the other end. Actually, that's the first rule of anything, right? With email marketing, that's where a lot of people have gone wrong with email marketing. There are actually people on the other end of that email address that you've collected. And when you understand that, and when you understand their problems, their pains, their needs, their wants, and desires, you can then better serve them through your emails, if we're talking about email marketing, but through the products you recommend, if we're talking about affiliate marketing. Now, here's the thing. You don't start with the commission. You don't start with the product. You start with what is it that your audience needs? What are their pains? So this goes way into, okay, you need to analyze your audience. You need to discover exactly who they are and why they feel the way they feel and what it is out there that can help solve that problem. Now, some of those solutions will not include an affiliate link, but you should absolutely share them, right? Because they're helpful. And some of those solutions will include an affiliate link. Some of those solutions might be things that you can create on your own. Some of those solutions might be stuff that other people have already created for them. It's not about the product or the commission. It's about who you're helping and why. And then the product comes in the how. Now, I know a lot of you have checked out my income reports. Every month I put up an income report of how my earnings and expenses look from the previous month. And to find those, just head on over to smartpassiveincome.com. They're at the top of the page. You can't miss it. And within those income reports, my affiliate earnings make up the largest chunk. And you might be thinking, well, Pat, of course that works for you because you're in the internet marketing space and you know that's where most of these kinds of products exist. How can I become an affiliate? It just doesn't make sense for my particular industry. It just doesn't exist for anything else. Well, that's not true. There is Amazon, of course, so you can become a part of their associates program and promote any of their products on any of their pages and earn a commission if you drive traffic to those pages. But, you know, besides that, in many other spaces, there are affiliate or referral opportunities. So a couple of my own personal examples, in the lead exam niche, which is the niche I first got into when I started my online business back in 2008, you know, I sold an exam book or a study guide that helped people pass this exam in the architecture industry. Well, I hooked up with another company at GBES.com, Green Building Education Services, and I became an affiliate for them to help promote their practice exam. So that was a perfect complement to the product that I was already selling, and that's a great way to think about what you could reach out to or what companies you could begin to promote as an affiliate to complement what you already offer. That's a really cool way to think about it. That's in the lead exam industry. In the security guard training industry, I have another site at securityguardtraininghq.com. I'm an affiliate for a company that helps security guards get their guard card, which is required in California to become a security guard, online. So they have exams and all that sort of stuff and a little test that people have to take. Well, I'm an affiliate for this company, and every time I drive people to this page and they purchase, I get $22.95. So that's in the security guard training niche. You just need to look. If it doesn't seem like it's available, it's probably because you just aren't looking hard enough. Or you might not understand that there are actually referral programs available, they're just not made public, which was actually the case in both the Green Exam Academy website that I have and securityguardtraininghq.com. So I had to go out and reach out to these companies that were perfect complements to what I was already sharing on my website and ask them, do you have an affiliate program? With Green Exam Academy, they did it. They just didn't make it public because there weren't very many people out there who could promote their item, and I became their top affiliate. They just signed me up. With the securityguardtraininghq.com site, they didn't even have an affiliate program yet, but they used software that had one built in if they had turned it on, and then they ended up doing that. In some cases, the companies that you want to work with as an affiliate, they might not have an affiliate program available, in which case I would recommend talking to their marketing director as well as anybody in their development team to help kind of figure out how to make that happen, because every company has different systems. And to incorporate an affiliate program, and you're going to have to do a little bit of selling. You're going to have to tell them why an affiliate program is something they should do. And what I would say is, well, for one, when you have affiliates out there that are promoting, a lot of times they have a better relationship with the people that they're promoting to than you could ever have. And so you're able to tap into these relationships and these influencers and be able to reward them for bringing people your way for people who would have potentially never have found you otherwise. So that's number one thing. Number two, it's based on the success of that person. And if they are not successful as an affiliate, you don't have to pay them anything because there's no commissions coming through, so you don't have to pay them. Now, typically at this point in the conversation, a company will be very interested. And if they don't have an affiliate program already, again, like I said, you're going to have to talk to their technical team or help them get set up in that way. And even if you don't know what to do, which I know most of you don't, and even I don't, if a person or a company doesn't have an affiliate program capability, a lot of times it can just be done on the honor system as well. And you know, they're going to typically be honest with you because you're driving traffic and you're helping with sales. They're going to want to reward you if you can reward them with people who are going to purchase their product. A lot of times it's also kept track with coupon codes and things like that as well. So just keep those things in mind. I'm not going to go too deep into the technicalities of affiliate marketing, but I just wanted to bring that up and give you a case scenario in case, for example, you reached out to a company that you really wanted to work with and they didn't have an affiliate program. You can still work with them. Now, I had mentioned referral program before, and this is kind of more of a mainstream way to talk about it. Affiliate marketing is very kind of, you're in the internet marketing space and that's how they talk about it. But this exists and has existed for a very long time, this kind of marketing, referral marketing. And actually, it is not going away. Tesla, I'm really interested in Tesla. A lot of you know Elon Musk is a big idol of mine based on just the way his brain thinks and oh my gosh. Anyway, Tesla has implemented essentially an affiliate program or a referral program. So what happens is if you are a Tesla owner and you refer somebody to buy a Tesla, you will get $1,000. And that person who is going to buy the Tesla, the person who you are getting to buy a Tesla, they will get theirs for $1,000 off. I feel like a lot of other brick and mortar companies or companies like car companies could benefit from this type of marketing. Now, when I hear this is just affiliate marketing to me, but you know, perhaps you have a business or know somebody who has a business that could benefit from this. And again, it's the power of using your customers to help do the marketing for you and rewarding them for doing so. And this is why companies would want to reward you with commissions when you help sell the product, because they know that you have influence and that they wouldn't be able to reach these people in the way that you would be able to. So they want to help you out and you can help them out. And again, everybody's a winner. The cool thing about affiliate marketing is that you can get started right now. Even before you have a website, you can start looking to see what kinds of products would make sense for the target audience that you have. Now, hopefully you have a target audience in mind. And if you don't have a website yet, hopefully you'll have one soon. But whatever content delivery method that you have, website, podcast, video channel, social media, all of the above, Periscope, you have the ability to help out your audience by sharing and recommending products that would help them and getting rewarded in return. So at this point, I want to go over some rules or things that I've discovered over time that has helped me become a successful affiliate marketer. And I want you to think about this and take this information moving forward as you begin to build out your affiliate marketing leg of your brand, I guess, if you will. Now, this doesn't mean that you shouldn't create your own products. It doesn't mean that you shouldn't do services or consult. It just simply means that there is a lot of potential income out there that you aren't grabbing onto yet through the means of affiliate marketing. Okay,
And here's rule number one, which is, I feel, the most important rule of them all. This is where a lot of people actually failed before they even got started. And this rule is, make sure that the products that you promote to your audience are products that you've used before. Make sure that the products that you recommend to your audience are products that you've used before. The reason this is important is because the number one asset that you build when you're building an online business is the trust that you have with your audience. That is everything. That is the reason why they share you with everybody. That's the reason why they become customers. That's the reason why they subscribe to your email list, and the reason why they will give you brutally honest feedback that you need to hear in order to stay around this game for a long, long time. And that is because that trust that you've built with your audience. And you are potentially risking losing that trust by sharing a product that you don't know anything about. And that's, again, where a lot of people got into trouble. They started with the product, they started with the commission, and not with the problem or the pain. They didn't match those two things together. And because of that, you know, they lost the trust. So you got to make sure that these products that you are recommending, you know them. You know how they're going to treat your audience, what that experience is like, so that if somebody were to actually ask a question about it, you would be able to answer it. How terrible would it be if somebody had a question about a product that you were recommending and you didn't know how to answer it, or you didn't know by which means to find an answer for it? It'd be terrible, and it would come across completely disingenuous. And that's not how you want to come across when it comes to building a business, especially online, where everybody's first take on somebody is, no, I don't trust this person. They gotta earn my trust. So don't potentially put yourself at risk by sharing and recommending products that you know nothing about. So just make it easy on yourself, just like it made it easy for me. Just, you know, I just share stuff that I've used. And when you have the case studies and the success to back up your claims about how this product can help, it's going to take far less convincing for somebody to actually go through and make a purchase as well. So that's rule number one. Rule number two. Now, this was a big debate back in the day when I first started, and that is, do you actually mention that this is an affiliate link when you're sharing it on your website? No matter where you're sharing it, even on a podcast or a YouTube video, should you mention that it's an affiliate link and you would get a commission if people click through it, or should you not mention it? And back in the day, a lot of people were saying you don't want to mention it. You want it to be a completely seamless conversation that you have with an audience member and not make them feel like, oh, well, if you're going to make money from this, then I don't want to click it because you're obviously sharing this for monetary reasons. Now, of course, hopefully you would do a good job of showing and providing value so that this recommendation comes as a result of a natural conclusion to a particular conversation that you're having with an audience member through your content. However, I highly recommend always sharing that it is an affiliate link, that there is compensation involved. And there's a couple of reasons. One, if you're in the US, the FTC regulations, that's one of the major reasons. Now, you might want to contact a professional or a lawyer to get more information about this, but it's always best practice just for regulations reasons, just to be completely upfront with people to share that you are getting compensated for something, whether it's a blog review and you're getting paid for that, or a paid sponsorship, or whatever the case may be. You always want to make sure that, especially with affiliate marketing, that you disclose that information. Now, number two, it works in our benefit to do that because people on the other end, actually, if you are providing value, want to pay you back, and you are giving them an easy way to do that at no extra cost to them. That's the big thing, and it is no extra cost to them. The money is coming from the company that is rewarding you for sending that lead or that customer over. It's not taking it out of the pocket of the person who's clicking through. And oftentimes, there are people out there who don't even know that this affiliate marketing referral relationship exists. And if they do, they're going to make sure to click on that link because they want to pay you back. And I've had people email me in the past for products that I've never used, but people have emailed me and saying, hey, Pat, are you an affiliate for this product? Because I want to make sure I pay you back for all the great information about this. Or sometimes I'll share a product, but I haven't used it, so I don't link it up as an affiliate. And people will ask, well, where's your affiliate link for this? And I'm just honest with them. I don't have one because I have yet to explore this product, or I'm still in the exploration stages of it. And again, I don't recommend anything I don't know is going to actually help my audience. So to sum up, rule number two, just mention that it is an affiliate link or a referral link and that you do get paid a commission if people go through that. And more often than not, if you do provide value, people will make sure to go through that link and you'll get higher commissions as a result. Build a stronger relationship with your audience, especially if that follows rule number one, which is it's a great product and you've used it before. Everybody is a winner. Moving on, rule number three. treat the product that you're promoting like it is your own. Treat the product that you're promoting like it is your own. A lot of people make the mistake when they are affiliate marketing, especially when it's a great product. They say, here's this product, click on the link, and that's it. That is it. Now, if you had a product to sell, if you had something that you believed that you created on your own that you knew was going to help your audience, would you just say, here's a link to it, go click, thanks? Of course not. You would actually share everything there is to know about that product to show people what it can do for them, to make people feel comfortable about the purchase that they're going to make. You have to do the same thing when it comes to affiliate marketing. So there's three things I want to share with you. Number one, unbox that product. And what I mean is you want to show the insides of it. People hesitate to buy things that they don't fully understand. So help your audience fully understand what they're going to get. A lot of my most successful affiliate campaigns across all different spaces involve videos and images. So not just sharing through text or through just a link and having the sales page on the other end do the job, you can actually increase the conversion rates of that affiliate product by helping yourself out beforehand. Because once people click through, they're gone and it's up to that website to take care of them. But you can make it a little bit easier on your audience to understand what this product is about. And plus you have that relationship with them already. You could talk about it beforehand. You can show the insides of it. I would actually recommend making an unboxing video. That's in quotations, unboxing video. And I say that because you're actually opening up what's inside. And if you go to YouTube and you look up unboxing anything, you will see massive loads of videos of people filming themselves opening boxes of brand new stuff. And there are millions and millions and millions of views on those videos. Why? Because people love to see what they're going to get before they get it. So follow that same rule when it comes to affiliate marketing. You would do it with your own product. You would show people exactly what you had to offer and what modules or lessons or what the product does and images of it and all those sorts of things. But with affiliate marketing, people skip this really important rule. Rule number three, treat the product like it's your own. So the second part of that is to be confident in your recommendation for that product as well. If it was your own product, you'd obviously be confident with the sell. Hopefully you would create something that you're confident in. And if that is the case, you need to be confident in the way you promote it. And so that means with affiliate marketing, you could and should be promoting it in a very confident manner as well. Like, yes, this will help you. If at any time you hesitate a little bit in your copy and you say, yeah, this is the product that I recommend, but I mean, it could help out a lot. I mean, who's going to buy through that? No, you have to say something like, this is what everybody uses and I use it myself and it has gotten me these results. And if you go through it too, here's all the steps. Here's a video showing you exactly how it works. If you go through this, you will have this by the end of it too. Which one's more convincing, right? Okay, and then number three in terms of making it as if it was your own product, it's just you got to sell it. So if you had a product, again, that you know would help your audience out, you would promote it in many different ways. And you can do the same thing with affiliate marketing as well. Don't just mention it on a blog post, which you can do. And if, you know, sometimes you might just kind of on the side mention that you have a product that you're recommending as an affiliate, but that's not the only place you should mention it. You can also mention it in its own landing page. You can mention it on a webinar. You can mention it in a whole podcast episode. You can mention it in several different other places as well, social media. Now, again, you want to use common sense and make sure you don't overdo it. And you want to make it a natural part of the conversation you're already having with your audience. But a lot of people don't sell it. If you have something great, you need to sell it because you need to help your audience out. So those are the three things related to number three here, which is treat this product that you're promoting like an affiliate or as an affiliate, like it is your own. Okay, rule number four. This is a question. What is your Bluehost? Now, I say Bluehost because that's my top affiliate product, and it's my top affiliate product for a number of reasons. One is because I do a good job of opening that up to everybody before they buy it. I have a video that's been seen over 100,000 times. It ranks really high on YouTube for how to start a blog. And I also share it on my Getting Started page. It's also featured on my resource page as well. And I'll mention those. I'll go into more details about those things in a second. But it also works really well because it's everybody's first step. So I'm teaching people how to build an online business. And when people want to get online, what is it that they need? They need a website and a hosting company to host that website. So I have a top recommended, and I say that, top recommended. That's what, I guess this is what, 4.9 1 or tip 4.1, a top recommended tool, because there might be different options for a particular need that your audience has. And if you give them too many options, they're not going to make any choices. So I make sure for each kind of topic that your audience is interested in or perhaps needs to purchase something in, make sure that there's a top recommended resource. That's why specifically, although I have other hosting companies in mind that are great, I only recommend one. This is the one that I started with. This is one I currently use on a number of my websites. Smart Passive Income started on Bluehost as well, although it's kind of outgrown it at this point. And it's also one that I'm confident in my recommendation for. So my question to you is, what is your Bluehost? What is the first thing or one of the very first things that your audience needs to do or get or purchase or have in order to move forward and take the next steps? So what is your Bluehost? It can potentially become a huge moneymaker for you, like it did on Green Exam Academy with me. With greenexamacademy.com, when people purchased my study guide, this website's, quote, Bluehost was practice exams. And so I connected with a company that distributed practice exams, and it became a match made in heaven. Okay, number 5, always have a resource page. So it doesn't matter what kind of business you have, you need to have a resource page. And this is a page where you can list all the top tools, services, books, all those sorts of things that your audience should have. If you go to smartpassiveincome.com/resources, you can check out my resource page there. A lot of people actually love the copy that I have in the beginning of that, which kind of discloses the affiliate relationships I have with those products on that page, which you can swipe. Actually, a lot of people email me asking if they can just take that language. And yes, you could totally use that. But again, make sure that you have a professional look at it first, because I am not your lawyer or anything like that. Sorry, I had to mention that, but you know what I mean. So smartpassiveincome.com/resources. There, I list all the tools and items and things that I've ever mentioned on the podcast and blog before that are currently up to date, and I know that will help. That's important too, because you could just create a running resource list, but some stuff will grow outdated and all those sorts of things. You want this to become a resource for people. It's not just affiliate marketing page for you to potentially make money. That's the byproduct of creating this really helpful page, a resource page that people can go to, that people can bookmark, that people will search through and find the things that they need. And I often tell people when I recommend going to my resource page, you know what, there's a lot of items here, but don't worry, you don't need them all. You just have to look for that one that can make the biggest and most dramatic change in your business. And that's what I recommend you share with your audience too, in a language that would make sense for them. Because this page, yes, it has a lot of tools and items, a lot of books, a lot of links to really highly specialized blog posts and those sorts of things. You can check it out just to kind of see how it's structured, and it will likely evolve over time as well. So just keep that in mind. But you should absolutely have a resource page. And this is a page that you promote, not just in the navigation menu on your website, which should obviously be the case, but you can recommend it and mention the resource page on podcast episodes, on blog posts, on videos. You can mention the resource page on blog posts or when you're on another show, another person's podcast, for example. And what's really cool, it's very non-aggressive because it's, again, a resource to help people. It has all these listed tools, but it is not, hey, go here and buy stuff or buy this item. No, it's here's a resource that can help you. And what's really cool is this is one of the top visited pages on Smart Passive Income through the homepage. So people are landing on the homepage and they say, oh, wow, resources, tools that I can use to help me. And they go there. And they go there because they will find something helpful, or they hope to find something helpful, hopefully. But they also go there and purchase things, and I get an affiliate commission without having to do anything except make sure that that list is up to date, and that's it. So again, make sure you have a resource page. All right, number 6, some tools to help you with your affiliate marketing. And I actually talk about these tools in detail in the last blog post. If you're listening to this on the day that this episode comes out, the very last blog post, I talk about these 3 tools in more detail with some examples and screenshots and that sort of thing. You can check out the link for this particular blog post, which is called 3 Tools That Every Affiliate Marketer Needs in Their Toolbox. You can find it in the show notes for this episode at smartpassiveincome.com/session186. But I'll go over these 3 tools right now and why they're helpful and why you should check them out. So the first one is called PrettyLink. And this is a tool if you have a WordPress blog or a website that you're running off of WordPress. And this allows you to take these affiliate links, which are typically much longer than normal. They have a lot of characters, a lot of random characters and symbols, which allow this company that you're working with to keep track of you and the leads that you bring through or the commissions that come in through you specifically. And these links, like I said, are very, very long typically. And PrettyLink allows you to shorten them up and customize them so that, for example, Bluehost is one of my top affiliates, like I mentioned. My affiliate link for Bluehost is smartpassiveincome.com/Bluehost, just as you'd expect and as simple as it can be. Now, my actual affiliate link is a little bit longer than that, but PrettyLink shortens it up and makes it easy for me to remember. It makes it easy for everybody else out there listening right now to remember as well. And it's just easier to keep track of. So that will help you. And PrettyLink also allows you to keep track of how many clicks go through that particular link. And a lot of times I'll create different PrettyLinks for the same affiliate link just so I can keep track of, okay, which part of the website is actually converting more or actually is getting more clicks. So PrettyLink is that first resource. The second resource I have for you or tool is called ScreenFlow. If you're a Mac user, there's a tool called ScreenFlow or Camtasia. And if you are a PC user or Windows user, there's Camtasia Studio. So they all essentially do the same thing, which is screen recording. They capture and record you on your desktop. And whatever it is that you see, you can actually record that and share it with your audience. And it also simultaneously records your voice as well. Although you can record your voice on a separate track, you can record multiple video tracks and slice them and dice them. And it actually becomes, each of these programs becomes a great movie editor. I actually use ScreenFlow to edit a lot of things I do that aren't even screen captures. If I'm capturing video on my DSLR camera or on my iPhone, I just upload that to my computer, I drag and drop it into the system, and ScreenFlow does, you know, I can just move it, drag and drop it, slice them, chop things up a bit, and add background music. I can add transitions in between them. It's actually really cool. And ScreenFlow, at least, is only $99, which is really cool. My affiliate link for that is smartpassiveincome.com/ScreenFlow. So see, PrettyLink is working again. Very easy to understand and kind of remember. Okay, so that's ScreenFlow. And again, why am I mentioning that as an affiliate marketing tool? Well, like I mentioned earlier, one of the best things you can do is actually show people the insides of whatever it is that you are promoting. So whether you are promoting an online course or maybe an ebook even, you can share bits and pieces of that as well. If you are sharing a tool, maybe it's a product, you can actually share screen recordings of that product's website and walk people through that product and the specs and all that stuff, reviews even. And that will help you out so much because, again, people want to see what they're going to get before they get it. And ScreenFlow is a great, easy tool for you to use to show people what they're going to get before they get it. Now, the last tool I have for you is a tool for those of you who have an Amazon Associates account. You are an affiliate for products on Amazon.com. And that is a website called Genius. And that is GENI.US. So genie.us, Genius. And what this does is when you sign up for it, you drop in a link from Amazon, any link, it kind of reads it automatically, and then it gives you another link that then you promote to your audience. And then whenever anybody around the world clicks on that link, it can determine that person's location and give them a link to the Amazon store for their particular country, and you will get a commission from it, which is really interesting because a lot of us don't know this, but when you share, let's say, for example, you're from the US and you share, I don't know, an Amazon affiliate link for a microphone, for example. And then somebody from the UK clicks on that link. Well, they go to the UK Amazon store and you don't get any credit if they purchase. And maybe you've missed out because they purchased a whole bunch of other things on Amazon as well. And for those of you who don't know, when you send people through a link on Amazon, it doesn't matter what they buy. Within the 24-hour period, if they buy that thing that you sent them to or not, whatever they buy, if they've gone through you, you get a commission off of that. Typically, it's a very small commission, but it is still a commission nonetheless. And so using this tool, it allows you to capture commissions from different people or on different locations around the world. Now, you will have to sign up for the different Amazon Associate programs in several different countries. And there's some main ones, you know, the UK is one, and Italy and Japan and a few others. You'll see they recommend and they show you and kind of walk you through the process of doing that. But it makes it really easy and also feeds you really nice reports as well. So if you're using any sort of Amazon affiliate links on your website, you might as well sign up for, again, genie.us, that's GENI.US. You might as well sign up because you could potentially be losing out on additional income from people in other countries clicking on those affiliate links as well that you're not getting commission for. So again, that's GENI.US. Next up, number 7. And I touched on this a little bit earlier, but I want to reiterate that you can utilize these affiliate links wherever you wish. And when you have blog posts, podcast episodes, and videos all working together, you kind of create this web where no matter how people come across your site, they're eventually going to come across these affiliate links. And you can also add emails on top of that as well. And so what's really cool with what I do is I'll often link to my resource page within different blog posts, podcast episodes, videos, or even on my emails. And that brings people to the resource page, like I mentioned earlier. But sometimes the resource page will bring people to blog posts where I mention these affiliate links, or I talk about a specific process that utilizes these tools, or I talk about I share a podcast episode where I am talking to the founder, or I'm talking to somebody who has used that product. And again, it just creates this cross-pollination and web of different opportunities for people to hear about this specific product and how it's used, and also the results that people have gotten, including myself, from using that product. So it's almost like, in a way, advertising on my own site for a product that I'm an affiliate for, and not in a way that is very, very aggressive. It's just people happen to come across it. Maybe they don't get it the first time, but they get it the second time, or maybe they hear it 10 times and they're like, wow, okay, I keep hearing about this thing called lead pages, so I'm going to check it out. What's the link? Oh yeah, smartpassiveincome.com/lead pages. And you know, it just becomes very simple for people to not miss anything. So again, cross-pollinate, create multiple opportunities for people to come across these products to where they get to a point when they might say, wow, I guess I should check this out. So that's number 7. Number 8, offer bonuses. Offer bonuses. Yes, you can offer bonuses on top of other people's products. Now, you want to make sure that this is okay, because some affiliate programs and terms don't allow you to do this, but many people will allow you to do this because it's selling more of their product. And so what would a bonus be? Well, let's say, for example, you are sharing some particular piece of software product with your audience, and it's a little bit difficult to get started, but you come in to the rescue and create a bonus quick start guide. So if you go through my link, I'll send you a link to a bonus quick start guide so you can get up and running fast. I've taken all my experience and made it really easy for you in these 2 pages of this PDF file to make sure you get up and running quickly within 10 minutes. Boom, there you go. Or maybe it's something on the back end of it. So let's say, for example, you are promoting a product that helps somebody with YouTube videos or something. Well, maybe the bonus is, well, I'll also send you my 5-page report on how to climb the search engines in YouTube. That could be another bonus. I did a bonus one time where I was promoting a product by Glenn Alsop from ViperChill.com, episode 3 of the Smart Passive Income podcast, actually. We got to bring him back on, actually. But he had a software product that had a number of different, what he called skins, which were essentially themes for this plugin that he was using. And I had my team build 5 extra themes that went into this product. And then I said, well, if you go through my link, you get these 5 extra skins for this product. And a lot of people went through my link because they knew that they could get these bonuses that they could not get anywhere else. And that's the big thing. You know, with affiliate marketing, there's a lot of other people potentially that are going to promote that same product. And they might be all in the same space as you, and they might be, you know, crossing over in terms of your audience. Well, what's going to make people want to get things from you instead of the other person? Well, bonuses are always a great thing. Sometimes I'll offer bonuses such as, you know, a 15-minute call if it's a high-end product. And sometimes you get these high-end products with affiliate commissions of thousands of dollars, in which case that would be worth your time if that's the case. But other times it's maybe access to a webinar. So you can be creative with these bonuses as well. I wouldn't do the bonuses like, oh, well, I'll give you a free Apple Watch, or, you know, those kinds of things don't work. Make sure it kind of relates to the product and what the actual goal is. That way people will be more enticed to actually follow through and all those sorts of things. So again, number 8, include bonuses when possible. Number 9, build a relationship with the owner of that product that you're promoting. Or if you can't get access to the owner, maybe it's quite a large company, at least get access to the person that you're kind of working with over there. Usually it's the affiliate manager is what they call it. And the better relationship you have with them, the more they're able to help you out. And a lot of great things can happen as a result of that. For one, if you get to know the product owner, for example, you might potentially be able to invite them on your podcast episode or do some sort of interview or get quotes from them that you can include wherever you mention this product. You know, I've had Clay Collins on the show before a couple of times. One of the most downloaded episodes was SPI Podcast session number 78 with Clay Collins, where he talked about rapid list building. And it was such an incredibly value-packed podcast episode. But we also talked about lead pages in that episode as well. And it did really well. And it's still doing really well. That's the cool thing about podcasting. It's, you know, oftentimes evergreen content. And people come across that. They hear the promotions for lead pages. And it's not even really promotions. We just talk about how it's used and examples and things like that. And it continues to drive affiliate commissions for me today. But because people heard Clay's voice, because they heard the passion, and also he was there providing a ton of value, people felt more comfortable with purchasing through my affiliate link, because it was there and they heard his voice, and they just, you know, the security barriers are down because they get to know who's behind the product and they feel more safe. So that's one thing. The second thing is, if you start to get to a point where you are producing a lot of volume for this product, and a lot of you are probably here already, you are helping promote another product and you're doing really well. You are producing high volume sales. Well, you have the opportunity to talk to that affiliate manager or that product owner to potentially get some deals that you can offer your audience. So you might be able to get a coupon code for, you know, the Christmas special, or even just the everlasting coupon code or a discount code for your audience. And they want to thank you because you're bringing people over, and it just makes sure that you stick around and are continuing to promote that product. And this is something a lot of affiliate owners who have affiliate products will do. And oftentimes you can even get people to increase their commissions as well. That's why Bluehost has done really well for me, and a number of other companies that I have a higher commission rate for because of the volume I produce. So I started out with Bluehost at the $65 range, which is the advertised, you know, commission per sale. And I'm much higher than that. I'm actually more than two times that now, which is really cool. And I've done that with a few other companies as well that I've built a relationship with. And, you know, why do they do that? Because they know that good leads are coming through, that people are sticking around for a while. And also they want me to continue to promote that product. They know other companies are potentially out there who are going to try and take me away, I guess you could say. And that has actually happened. And you know what? There's been a few companies out there, hosting companies specifically, that have offered me much, much more money to switch over and start promoting them. But I can't do that because that disobeys some of the rules that I already laid out for you here, which is, you know, I haven't used that product and I'm not confident in it. I don't know the experience going through that product. So even though I might be making more money, I don't promote that. And I trust my recommendation for what I already recommend. So there you go. So again, get to know the product owner, reach out to them, tell them you're an affiliate and you'd like to do more. Plus, as an affiliate, this is something that other companies want to hear. They want to hear what can be done to improve the customer experience. So as an affiliate, if you see that there is something on their landing page, for example, that could be improved, go ahead and let them know. They're going to appreciate that. And if that does increase sales, they're going to kind of help you out as well. Plus, there are opportunities for some companies to create special landing pages for you with your image and a little quote from you. Those kinds of pages always convert much better because it continues that conversation from your site to theirs. They know they're in the right place when they see your face there. It gives them some confidence to continue moving forward and progress toward that final sale. So again, you can work with these companies in that way. The last thing I want to mention is that if you enjoyed all of this content and you want to get some more details about this and you want it all in one nice spot to download, I highly recommend you go to affiliatemarketingthesmartway.com. Affiliatemarketingthesmartway.com. A lot of you have probably heard ebooksthesmartway.com, or last month I talked about emailthesmartway.com. Those are both free resources that you can use to help you get started with those things, creating an ebook, starting your email list. This time it's Affiliate Marketing the Smart Way, and it kind of highlights a lot of these things visually and makes it much easier for you to understand and remember these things moving forward. And affiliate marketing especially is something you can take with you moving forward and you can implement right away. So I'm really excited to hear how you guys take this information. Again, download that free guide at affiliatemarketingthesmartway.com. Just go directly there. It's completely free. Affiliatemarketingthesmartway.com, and download that. Check out all this information that has been summed up and condensed in an easily read and organized manner. And there's additional case studies and other examples and tools that you can use to help you become an even more successful affiliate marketer down the road. And I truly believe that affiliate marketing is something that everybody can do. And what's cool is you can start right away. Now, that doesn't mean you can just put up a link and then you're going to make a ton of money. No, like I said, it's technically pretty easy to do, but it's hard to master. And hopefully I've helped you cut down that learning curve so you can master affiliate marketing and start to see some commissions coming in from, again, promoting and recommending other people's products that you trust that your audience is going to benefit from. So check it out, affiliatemarketingthesmartway.com. And the biggest rule of all here, the number one overarching theme, is just be honest, be authentic with your audience, and know that your audience is paying attention to what it is that you promote. So make sure it is something that is helping them. And if it helps them, they're going to turn around and help you as well. Hey, really quick, I want to let you know about a page on the website that might be really helpful for you. A lot of you are already taking action on what you've heard on the podcast, which is fantastic. But a lot of you have also messaged me asking for more deeper information, more fine-tuned and highly targeted information for specific problems and pains that you might be having. So what I did was I actually put together a few courses. There's more courses actually coming down the road, but you could check out all the courses and things that are available to you there at smartpassiveincome.com/courses. My team and I have worked really hard to put together the best information that'll help you solve specific problems that you might be having in your business. So if you're just starting out and you need help and you need accountability, handholding, you want a community behind this as well, check it out, smartpassiveincome.com/courses. You can see what's available there. All different kinds of courses to help you through a number of different things you might be working on. And like I said, there are more courses coming down the road too. So one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/courses. Thanks so much. Again, the show notes for this episode can be found at smartpassiveincome.com/session186. And head on over to Affiliate Marketing the Smart Way to get access to your free affiliate marketing guide, like I mentioned earlier. I look forward to serving you next week when we bring on a guest to talk about affiliate marketing on the other side of things. So if you have a product or eventually are going to sell a product, if you want to have affiliates come on board, how do you maximize their effort? How do you get your affiliates to promote your product for you the best way possible? We're going to talk about that next week. Until then, keep crushing it. Take care, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Smart Passive Income Podcast at www.smartpassiveincome.com.
Starting a business can feel daunting and confusing, but it doesn't have to be. That's why Terry Rice started the Launch Your Business podcast, another awesome show from the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Each week, Terry shares strategic actions, specific tools, and what he refers to as high-performance mindsets that allow you to thrive under pressure. Recent guests include rapper T.I., Amy Porterfield, and yours truly. And Terry frequently publishes value-packed solo shows too, like this one titled How to Write Proposals That Get Accepted and Don't Take Forever to Write. Great stuff. So make sure you listen in to Launch Your Business right now on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, or Stitcher.